Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're here to learn a lesson about the jealousy of the world in chapter 20, verses 9 through 16. When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." What gets us in trouble the most in this world? When we become angry from envy, that leads us to jealousy, seeking more and more, greed from our bitterness that winds down a path to absolute resentment, causing a feeling of spite, where our desire is to covet an ugly resentment, to begrudge what others do, where we hold this grudge over you. We don't like it when others get paid more than you, especially when it seems they haven't done as much as you, right? Well, no, wrong. What others do with their own resources has nothing to do with you and your desires of control that most of us pursue. We must relinquish this control of others. Just ask Jesus. Jesus tells you to let go and let God. Amen? We must give everything to Him, living all decisions of placing God first. This isn't a cliche. It's a way of life to live with no fear of persecution, for He gives us reasons we will live forever, willing to die for another to see goodwill as the love we share in truth. Happiness is a state of peace we must comprehend as the only way to heaven. Living in charity, sharing salvation as the needed anointing of all souls who are just as well as some who are not so just, but must be forgiven. This means correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly, without question, without any remorse or sorrow. Amen? Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those who we said that we would pray for. We pray for somebody named Boston, a.k.a. Keith. He is a sight for sore eyes. It's his birthday. He turns 50 four this week, I believe. We pray for his intentions. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We receive those prayers every day from people. We pray for them as well. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. We're going to meet her today and spend some time with her. Her name is Doreen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Finally, today we pray for safe travels as we go witness Zach Williams and blessing offering today in a concert in St. Petersburg this evening. We pray for safe travels as we go visit the sister of Jackie, Doreen. She's doing much better. And she's been in now almost 4 months, I believe, and her transplant has really been a tough one. So we're going to read some scripture to her today, pray for her intentions face to face by visiting the sick. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts them. My poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 20 with verses 9 through 16. We have a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, We Should Get Paid Even More. That's what you think, eh? Wage daily received each. 5 o'clockers received same. First showed up expecting a breach. Wage usual paid. Same received, complained. Hour one last worked those, grumbling against landowner to propose. Heat's burden day bore, we should get paid even more. Friend mine, landowner replied anew, wage daily agreed, you couldn't deny true. Go with yours now, you must comply to prove. You cheated not, for I can give whatever I want, and to who. Money mine, not yours, sport. Generous am I, you can't ignore. Or envious are you to retort. First be last, and the last be first. Report. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 4th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. On universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to close today in a novena of time, 909 on the scale of seconds, minutes, and seconds. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus, and we hope you have an awesome day in his name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Remember to invoke the name of Jesus. Amen.